Tuesday, May 27th, 6:45 a.m. in my bedroom. OMG! I finally just read that entire email. And now I have a really big problem. Actually, big does not even begin to describe it. It's humongous. This is my problem. I was awarded the trip to Paris. I know, this should be really good news. I should be doing my Snoopy happy dance on top of my bed, not lying here, super depressed, staring at the wall and sulking. I reread the email that I'd received from Madame Danielle for the fifth time. From Madame Danielle to Nikki Maxwell. Ray, decision regarding arts and culture student trip to Paris. Dear Nikki, congratulations. You have been selected to participate in the arts and culture student trip to Paris, France, sponsored this year by Northampton Hills International Academy. You will be receiving your Paris student travel registration packet very soon. However, please be aware that the attached parental permission form must be signed and returned by the deadline of Wednesday, June 11th, to reserve your spot in the program. We are happy to announce that we are expanding our program from 10 to 14 days. To accommodate this change, our trip will take place this year from July 7th to July 20th. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me. Best regards, Madame Danielle. I was hoping that I had somehow simply misread the dates of the trip, but I hadn't. My trip to Paris is scheduled for 2 weeks in July, right smack in the middle of my Bad Boys tour. No! That was me screaming. I can't believe I'm going to have to choose between the two, Paris or the concert tour. It's going to be almost impossible to do. The 14-day trip to Paris is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me to study art at the world-famous Louvre. However, the Bad Boys tour will be an awesome experience for my friends and me, and I'm sure it would increase the popularity of our band. I think I need to talk to Brandon, Chloe, and Zoe about this, since it involves them. But I'm pretty sure they'll probably just tell me to follow my heart. I think they'll support whatever decision I make. I'm so lucky to have friends like them. OMG! This is the most difficult decision I've ever had to make in my entire life. Tuesday, 3:35 p.m. at school. My day with Andre has been a complete circus. When I introduced him to Chloe and Zoe this morning, they pretty much lost their minds. Andre, these are my BFFs, Chloe Garcia and Zoe Franklin, I said.
Hi, Chloe and Zoe. It's nice to meet you, Andre said, as he shook their hands. Any BFF of Nicole's is a BFF of mine.
Hi, Andre, Chloe said, batting her eyes really fast like her contacts had completely dried out or something.
Nice to meet you, Andre,
Zoe practically whispered and then giggled uncontrollably. I didn't know what had gotten into my friends. Why were they acting so silly? So, Andre, are you ready to head off to our first class? I asked.
I'll come too, if you don't mind, Chloe giggled.
Me too,
Zoe squealed.
I noticed that a small crowd of girls, including Mackenzie, had gathered. They were giggling and staring at Andre. Mackenzie gave Andre a big smile and waved.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Hollister. Welcome to WCD. If you need anything at all, including a smart, cute, and fashionable friend to hang out with, just let me know.
Well, at least she was right about the cute and fashionable part. I could not believe it when she started twirling her hair around and around, trying to secretly hypnotize him into doing her evil bidding. She had tried that same stunt with Brandon. Everywhere we went, girls stopped, stared, giggled, and whispered. I guess you could say that Andre was a very popular guy at my school. It was so embarrassing. I actually apologized for some of their more juvenile behavior. But Andre just smiled and shrugged it off. No problem, Nicole. Today I'm the new kid, but by tomorrow they'll all be ignoring me like they do at Northampton Hills, he joked. Unfortunately, things got a little tense in bio. In all my classes, the teachers had allowed Andre to sit next to me since he was a visiting student. But when Brandon saw Andre sitting in his seat, he just kind of stood there staring at him with this look that I'd never seen before.
Hello. So you must be Brandon.
Brandon looked at me, and then Andre, back to me, and then Andre, and finally back to me, like, Nikki, who is this guy, and why is he sitting in my seat? Finally, the teacher cleared her throat. Mr. Roberts, since Andre will be our guest student this week, could you please politely find another seat?
Sure.
Brandon shrugged as he slid into the only empty seat.
Hey, bro, welcome to WCD, he kind of muttered.
For some reason, I felt bad for Brandon. The whole scene was just kind of awkward. That's when it occurred to me that although I had mentioned the student ambassador thing with Andre to Chloe and Zoe, I had completely forgotten to tell Brandon the reason I'd canceled meeting him earlier. No wonder he was a little confused and very highly annoyed. Not only had Brandon lost his seat to some dude in a uniform from NHH, but now he was stuck sitting next to Bubble Brain Mackenzie. For the rest of the week, I sighed and bit my lip. Just great. Andre has been at our school less than a day, and Chloe and Zoe have turned into giggling puddles of drool. And Brandon was so irritated, I could almost see the smoke coming out of his ears. I have a feeling it's going to be a very long week.